we begin our second set of news items with the council shelving plans for a four-day week. Norwich City Council has shelved plans to introduce a four-day working week. The controversial policy had been mooted by the council, and a fresh attempt to give staff an extra day off each week for the same pay was launched this year. But senior councillors at the Labour-controlled authority have dismissed any prospect of the scheme being introduced currently. Norwich City Council had explored the possibility of introducing the four-day working week in 2023. Supporters of the scheme says it helps boost productivity and employee well-being, improving chances of recruitment and reducing costs. However, critics argue it represents poor value for taxpayers' money. When the idea was mooted in 2023, the Taxpayers Alliance claimed the move would cost £3.6 million a year in lost staff time.
A 13-year-old cattle handler was thrilled to win a Royal Norfolk Show trophy with a young cow given to her as a Christmas present. Polly Steggles won the April-born heifer class with a Simmental named Denise's Matilda. It was a surprise Christmas gift from her father, Sam, who owns the Goatshed Farm Shop at Honingham, and also runs the family's Wacton Simmentals herd. He said Polly fell in love with the animal when her parents bought the calf with its mother from a sale in Scotland in October. Polly said she spends a lot of time working with animals during the evenings and weekends in between her studies at Town Close School in Norwich. Mr. Steggles said he was extremely proud of his daughter's success.
A high school, which was told it needed to improve amid behavioural issues, has made positive changes to its culture, inspectors have said. Thorpe St Andrews School, which was once rated as outstanding by education watchdog Ofsted, was told it required improvement 3 years ago. Inspectors told school leaders they had concerns about how pupils were behaving and how staff were managing this. But inspectors have now lauded the school for addressing these concerns and making improvements since the 2022 inspection blow. The report reads, "Pupils value the changes the school has made to the culture and behaviour since the last inspection. Pupils now enjoy learning in calm and purposeful classrooms. They socialise around the expansive site respectfully." Following the inspection, the school received ratings of good in all categories, with the regulator now no longer offering overall ratings. Penny Bignall, principal at Thorpe St Andrews, said, "This is a wonderful validation of the hard work and commitment of our staff, students and the wider community."
The fate of a former city centre church will soon be decided after recent plans divided the community. Proposals put forward in April from independent cultural arts venue ALMA to convert the former United Reformed Church in Princes Street were met with optimism from some locals. A petition supporting the plans, which would convert the disused church near Elm Hill into a cultural and arts centre and events venue, has 701 signatures. Despite this, many are still against transforming the site, with 94 of the 136 comments objecting to the plans via the City Council's planning portal. July the 10th has now been set to decide the future of the disused building, with plans going to Norwich City Council's planning committee. Work was carried out in 2014 to make the church building a more flexible community space at a cost of £400,000. However, following a survey in June 2018, it was revealed that nails holding roof tiles in place were corroding and meant the entire roof would need replacing. The church closed in August 2020 and has been left derelict ever since.
A 90-acre nature reserve in the city could soon see new additions if plans are approved. Charity Norfolk Wildlife Trust, NWT, has applied to build a visitor welfare facility, a small staff office and workshop, as well as accessible parking spaces, changing facilities and toilets at the Sweetbriar Marshes. The Trust, which is the oldest wildlife trust in the UK, has also proposed pathway improvements, a seating area, viewing screens and platforms within the marshes. According to its application to Norwich City Council, a viewing platform on the southeastern side will be built within the marshes, while the viewing point on the eastern side will give visitors a look over the reserve in a bid to help minimise human impact on it. The Trust also plans to build an accessible car park at the reserve.
City councillors have hit back at criticism of a planned revamp of Norwich Market. The proposals, which are still in their early stages, could include a new arcade running through the centre of the market or a courtyard in the middle, as well as artwork, phone charging points and extended opening hours. Norwich City Council has already agreed to spend £740,000 on design work and initial construction costs for small improvements to stalls. But a recent meeting of Norwich City Council heard concerns about the project being talked down, despite the authority trying to make improvements to the landmark. Norwich Market has been at its current home at the heart of the city for more than 900 years and is one of the oldest and largest open-air markets in the UK. The last major shake-up was in 2006, when temporary structures were replaced with the metal-roofed permanent stalls we have today.